Despondency is setting in as Sydney's COVID case numbers show little sign of improvement in the fourth week of lockdown. Experts are warning the stay-at-home orders could last until late August or even well into September, as authorities struggle to bring the highly contagious Delta strain under control. It's a blow for many who've been looking for a glimmer of hope, as Gavin Coote reports.
Hey guys, Basha Crayham from the baking factory at the moment. Come through, guys.
For years, Basha Crayham has been working to get southwest Sydneysiders excited about opening.
We have the most phenomenal school holiday classes ready for your children. Get them off the iPads and into the kitchen.
But now it's a feeling of despondency and frustration.
The harsher restrictions here has definitely played a very negative role in the mindset of a lot of the community here in Western Sydney. So it's definitely been a tough time for everyone.
The Sydney lockdown has put a stop to Basha Crayham's cooking school for now, and his restaurants at Punchbowl and Bankstown are only doing takeaway.
Business has dropped significantly, but our goal is to keep trading. And, you know, we hire approximately 120 part-time and full-time staff members. But yeah, it's been a tough time.
And it's feared the tough times could roll on for at least another month, with up to 60 of yesterday's new cases being out in the community during their infectious period. University of New South Wales epidemiologist Mary says while things were looking pretty good a few days ago, that's all changed.
Because it basically means we're not out of here yet. And it also indicates that three or four days ago, people were not staying at home and staying away from others.
Modelling by the University of Melbourne this week has found Sydney's lockdown will need to go until September to suppress the spread of Delta. And on Mary Louise McClaws's analysis, it's unlikely to end much sooner.
So I would have thought that we would have seen early August we were heading in the right direction and that we just need a couple of weeks of some restrictions. But given we've had this uptick, I'm concerned that this may extend it to the end of August.
That prediction doesn't bode well for many young people in some of Sydney's most disadvantaged areas. Kieran Palmer is the Clinical Services Manager with the Ted Noffs Foundation, which works with young people who have drug, alcohol and complex mental health issues. It has centres in Liverpool as well as Mount Druitt in Western Sydney, where health officials are becoming increasingly worried about new cases.
We find that our clients are really quick to absorb a lot of that sort of global tension or at least that community tension. I mean, it's difficult for so-called well-adjusted people to try and make sense of what. Another real issue that we have is, you know, we're basically told, look, stay at home. But for a lot of our young people, home isn't a great place. And for a lot of them, it's not a safe place either.
Just such a downbeat vibe by the sound, filling them a sense of optimism about the future.
We're amazed on a daily basis at some of the amazing, you know, creativity and hope that comes out of our young people. I mean, we learned a lot during the last lockdown and we were able to pivot not only into the telehealth, but probably most important, the counselling services don't stop either.
Kieran Palmer from the Ted Noffs Foundation, ending Gavin Coote's report.